All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, February 27th of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have a five-game NBA main slate tonight, big 12-game NHL main slate, and then we had golf tee off earlier this morning. So good luck to all of you in your golf contest this weekend. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. Let's get SaberSim pulled up here. We have a number of questions that came in the Discord prior to the show. So we will start with those. There's actually one thing I wanted to cover today. So in case I'm sure you guys have seen it, our new slate selector, right? You come in here. First off, the green dots are like any day you ran a build or uploaded an entries file. And then the second thing would be, you have your slates up at the top here, right? You can either add a new slate by clicking the plus icon here, or you can click the calendar and then use the add slate. Now, something that people have been getting confused running into here is a minor difference in how the old one used to work. So I just want to be clear, right? Let's say I'm on NBA, right? And I want to go to MMA that starts on Saturday, okay? So before, what you would do, right, is you probably work right left to right here, change the date and then get your sport in your site, right? It doesn't work like that anymore. All you need to do is go to the sport, and these aren't one at a time anymore either, right? I can have more than one sport selected. So for instance, I could have NBA and NHL for today, right? It's showing me all the slates today. So to show the MMA, what you need to do is just click on MMA. And then when you click on MMA, it's going to appear down here. Now, the only time it wouldn't appear at the bottom is if you have show only selected date chosen. Even though I have both selected, it is only going to show me slates that are on 227, which is today. So my recommendation here is leave show only selected date off, which it is off by default. And then if you ever need to access a slate that is in the future, all you need to do is go and select it. Sorry, NASCAR's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? Trucks, Xfinity, Cup. I just go and I click NASCAR, and then I have boom, Xfinity, boom, Cup. Maybe there's no trucks this weekend, not sure, but this is the way that I would be using it. I know it's a slight departure from choosing your date and then probably choosing your sport. So as long as you select the sport you want, they should appear under this upcoming, right? Everything right now is like, hey, is this slate available in the DK lobby and has it started yet, right? So the statuses are live, upcoming, and locked. Locked is like past, it's over. Live is it's in progress, late swap type slate, and then upcoming is it hasn't started yet. Okay, so I hadn't talked much about this since we released it. I just wanted to do a quick overview there of what's going on, but those are the biggest things to be aware of with the new slate selector. Okay, so let me know if you guys have any questions about that. We could talk about it more. All right, jumping into our first question here. Can you explain the best way to analyze sim ROI of a very small contest, such as four or six person, using actual field lineups after the contest has started? I want to know both the ROI of my actual lineup and also what the best play would have been based on that field. Okay, so these contests in particular are super hard to super hard is maybe the wrong word. No, yeah, it is. They're super hard to predict ownership for, right? We are not predicting ownership, just to be clear, for very, very small contests, right? We don't think that, you know, I mean, if you're playing an NBA format, right, there are literally 32 players that are going to be used, or 32 positions rather, and the player pool could be, you know, half that, less than that, you know, something like that, right? So we don't predict ownership for cash games. We don't predict ownership for super small fields, okay? So when you go to like the Sabres and field lineups and stuff, most of our, even, you know, the high stakes single entry stuff, like I would say that, you know, like this, for instance, like 100 man, you know, 67 man, some of these smaller contests, you know, I think that ownership, and I could be wrong about this, right? But if your contest is less than a 10 man, I probably wouldn't even expect ownership to like come in perfect in those, right? Like I would be most likely to build a custom field. I think if you're playing enough of those like sub 10 mans, I think you're probably better off building a custom field based on, you know, value, optimizer mode, things like that, right? So, you know, 67, like 100, you know, I think that like those are all good. But when you get super small, 10, 6, 4, like you're talking about, that's where things get like a little tricky, okay? Now, as far as sim ROI goes, the other thing that's interesting is I don't think those contests are in our sim database, right? So for flashback reasons, right, you can only analyze stuff that is available in the contest list, right? So like the smallest contest we have here is 67 persons, okay? We don't have like 4 and 6 mans and stuff in flashback, so you're not going to be able to use that for those type of contests. One thing that's interesting, right, is you can still use late swap, right? But you're not going to be able to use the actual lineups, but you can, again, you know, use your custom field. So I think custom field is going to be like the absolute best way to try and optimize your lineups for 4 man, 6 mans, things like that. Okay. So let me know if there's more questions around that. You know, I've talked about it as much as I can think of here. So let me know if there's any follow-up. All right, next question. When using mini uniques, is it best to do them contest by contest, or should I do them with all my contests selected at the same time? Okay, good question. So let's go over to a build, and we will build some lineups for today. Just going to kick off 500 here. 2 adjustments, 2 projections. And we're going to click build. So min uniques with different contests is interesting, right? So one thing you always have to remember is what I call your lineup to pool ratio, right? If I have 500 lineups and I need 150, then it's 3.33 to 1. So about 3 to 1. So for every 3 lineups in my pool, I need at least one, okay? I need to play one, right? But if I need 20 out of 500, right, for example, now, wait, I did that backwards, 500 divided by 20. Now this is 25 to 1, right? So for every 25 lineups, I need one. The amount of min uniques I can achieve and not sacrifice, you know, aggregate metrics, like we talk about all the time, right? The amount of min uniques I can achieve with when I need 20 lineups is so much higher because I don't need one lineup for every 3. I need one lineup for every 25. Okay. So I have, you know, 8 times as many options when I need 20 as when I need 150, right? So this has a big impact on the min uniques that you can use, right? So I don't do it contest by contest, but I do it by like, entry size or how many entries I have per contest, right? So typically the way I do this is, let's say I'm just playing, you know, standard size contests, right? 150, 20, 3, right? With single entries, you don't need to worry about mini uniques. Okay. So I've done this example. You could try this out yourself, but I will go to my 150s And I will just like, I will run my contest sim. I will select my 150 here, like one contest. That way I could sort by that specific contest ROI. And then I will figure out, hey, what min unique number do I want? And I will, it's the same way we always talk about, right? Justin uniques, watching aggregate metrics, exposures, leverage, right? I'll find a number I like. Maybe it's 3, right? Okay. So I'm going to use 150 for 3. Now, what you could do is probably optimal. It's probably a good thing to do if you've actually never done it because you can see it in practice, right? I would go and select a 20 max. Your lineups are going to update, right? It's going to go from 150 to 20 and then do the same process, right? What I've found is that in general, I can just scale my min uniques and save time this way. So if I need 150 for 150 lineups, I'll use, say, 3 in the example, right? For 20 max, I'll just use 4. For 3 max, I'll just use 5, okay? You could do it, and you could possibly get different values. Like, hey, at 20, I was actually able to get to 5. At 3, I was actually able to get to 6. You know, that's why it's, like, good to do it once. But from doing that, I've created some general heuristics for myself that generally work well. I don't have the time to check it every single day because it can change, right, based on number of games, player pool, combinations, things like that, right? So it can change regularly, but it's just going to depend how much time you have, right? I'm somebody playing a lot of different slates, like all simultaneously. So I have to move fast. And I like the scaled method, right? You could set them all the same, although I don't love that. But if you're in a time crunch, right, and you got to set them all the same, then hey, set them all the same, right? It's better than not having them or, you know, losing them or something like that. So best option, like optimal, is go through your sizes every day and find the right number. Second best is create some general heuristics for yourself about what you want to use regularly. And then third would be to use the same number for all your contests. Okay. So that's how I would prioritize those based on how much time you have available. All right. Next question. After late swapping / running contest sim, should I keep the same min uniques that I used in my pre-lock build, or should I just keep the default of one unique? Saw Sean linked me answering this previously. Happy to answer it again here. So in general, you should be able to get to the same number pretty comfortably. Okay. So if you're just like, hey, it's late swap, you know, it's the evening, I don't want to spend a ton of time on this, you know, other priorities, things like that, or you're in a time crunch, it's totally fine to just use the same number because your lineups were kind of optimized for that number in the first place. Okay. Now the best option is effectively to resolve what number is good. Okay. And the way you can do that is by in late swap, right? You're in autofill. So in autofill, what you're going to do is you're going to change your min uniques in the column, and then you're going to save, and then you're going to verify how your metrics update, check your exposures and leverages. Maybe you decide, hey, I want to go further. You change it, you know, from 1 to 2, you change it from 2 to 3, you save again, analyze aggregate metrics, analyze exposures, leverage. And then maybe you like that number, right? Maybe you like 3, your metrics look good. Everything is you're fine with. And then you save and then you upload, right? So you could effectively do it again, rather fast, right? It shouldn't take that long to change uniques, save, verify, you know, risk, metrics, et cetera here. Change it, save, do it again, right? It takes me like less than 30 seconds for sure. Sometimes it'll depend for me on if I'm doing bad or not, right? Let's say I'm having a bad night and on my first save with one unique, I'm still negative expectation ROI. I'll just leave it at 1, right? Like, yeah, maybe I could diversify, but I'm having a bad night and I want to get back as much ROI as possible. At this point, I don't care how correlated my lineups are and I want to try, you know, to minimize my losses. If you're doing good, you know, maybe you can even sacrifice a little bit of ROI because it's so high, right? Maybe your ROI is in like the 300% and you decide to sacrifice like 30% to get to good diversity, right? That's okay, right? But if I was at, you know, 50% ROI to start, I probably don't want to, I probably don't want to sacrifice that much just because I'm already barely over the expected break-even line, right? So part of it is going to be how you're doing. Part of it is going to be how your metrics change. and also, you know, the risk and exposures and making sure that you like those. So those are the big things you got to consider when deciding what menu uniques to use. But in general, it is okay to just use the same number if you're in a time crunch, or if you have other things going on and can't spend a ton of time analyzing your late swap. All right, next question. Hey, Andrew, bankroll question. I know a big point in the profit plan is to try to avoid the contests that have the sharks in them, less than $5 entry fees and/or less than 25K prize pool. You nailed that one on the dot. All right. I also know that when doing contest selection, it's recommended 25 to 50% of your daily wager should be single entry 30 max. Have had some bankroll growth and am starting to bump up into higher contests after filling the lower ones. Congrats. Awesome. Would you recommend prioritizing the 25 to 50% single entry selection if it means going into higher entry fees or prioritizing staying below the shark threshold? For example, if my portfolio is only 15% single entry so far, but the only single entries left are above the shark threshold, where there will still be a $3 20 max. While there is still a $3 20 max I can fill instead, which should I fill first? Okay, good question. So the $3 20 max usually is above the prize pool threshold. I think I saw it yesterday. So reminder, like sharks will typically have access to the $3 20 max. Let's see if I can find one. I defaulted to hockey. Okay, let's go to NBA. So let's see. I swear I saw one. $3 20 max. See, like the one yesterday, right? 40K prize pool. Everybody has access to this contest, okay? Even though it's $3, it's over the 25K threshold. So it kind of doesn't matter, right? You're right that what you're experiencing is something that you'll have to kind of manage as like you grow your bankroll, right? I would say it's okay to like go into like the higher dollar single entries and stuff as long as you're staying balanced, right? So like what that would probably look like, and we could just, let's do prize pool. Let's go less than or equal to 5. All right. So like, for instance, you know, maybe you start off with like the $1, let's see. So most people are probably playing like, you know, you start off with like the daily dollar, the $1 single entry, the elbow shot, $2 single entry. And then, you know, maybe it's like the $1 three max, which I think is like here somewhere. And then you got to kind of figure out, hey, where do you want to go from there? Right. I think that generally there used to be a $5 single entry. Yeah. Right here. The high five, right? Good contest. It is over $4.99, right? It's a $5 contest. So everyone has access to it. It's okay. $5 good. The $12 good contest, right? I'd play the $12. And then there's kind of a big jump, right? And it goes up to like the 40. Then there's like 100, right? And it start kind of making these big jumps. Oh, I forgot about the 27. So I would be willing to play these. You know, I would go 5, 12, 27, 40 even, right? If you get to the 40, you know, like between the $100 single entry, $3 20 max, I'd probably finish filling the $3 20 max because overall it's a lower fee and you get more lineups, right? But there is going to come a point, like if you do continue to grow your bankroll, you're going to probably end up deviating a little bit more from the profit plan, and that's okay, right? But seems like, you know, you're stepping carefully and making considerations as you go. So I think you're doing the right things here. And I wouldn't be afraid to play some higher dollar single entries, you know, 12, 27, 40. I think those are all fine. All right. Good question there. Next question. I've heard you say before that using rank instead of unique rank, they dupe your lineups for the contest. I did that just now for tonight's NBA main, and they are different. What gives? Am I doing something wrong? I am using autofill, if that helps. Okay. So two things with this. Okay. So I have different guidelines depending on what plan you're on/sorting metric, right? So the reason I say that I'm okay using rank fill is when you use ROI, okay? So if you're using ROI, if you're on Ultimate and you're using ROI, I think it's fine to use rank fill. If you are on Starter or some other plan where you're using Saber Score, I would use unique rank, okay? So let's make a distinction. Starter / Saber Score sorting, unique rank. ROI / Ultimate sorting, rank. And the reason for that, okay, is because if you have multiple contest sims, you have an ROI for each contest. The ROIs are not the same, okay? A lineup can grade out well in more than one contest, but that doesn't guarantee that it will. We've like tested this on the show, right? So like, say I had 220 maxes and I used target ROI and then I save them. Well, I ended up using like 32 lineups or something like that. So 8 lineups ended up overlapping between the two contests, but 12 of them didn't. Okay. And it's because the ROIs are different. So with ROI, right? You can overlap, but you're not guaranteed to. With Saber Score, regardless of the contest, the Saber Score is going to be the same. So you're going to basically end up with the same 20 lineups in both. Okay. So that's the difference there. That's why I recommend using unique rank for Saber Score, because you're basically going to get, you know, if you're playing like, say you're playing the quarter jukebox and the $1.20 max, right? They're both in like the 10K to 50 range, the 10 to 50K range for Saber Score entrance. And because of that, you're going to get the same 20 lineups in both contests. Okay. Then I want to guarantee some diversification and use unique rank, but the ROIs between the contests might be different, right? Because ROI is dependent on entrance, payout structure, right? Some of those things can vary what lineups end up doing well. And you might not end up with so much overlap. Like when we did it, you know, we had like 40 lineups. We had 40 entries and we ended up with 32 lineups, right? Some overlapped, but not guaranteed all. So that's the thing there. Let's see what you said. I did that just now for tonight's NBA main, and they are different, right? So this kind of like proves the point. You're like, hey, I did that, but the lineups are different. Well, it's not guaranteed you get all 20 lineups the same, right? You might end up with 40 unique lineups. You never know. So rank gives you the option of duping if a lineup is good enough to be in both, okay? And it just, in your example, it doesn't sound like any lineup was good enough for both contests. So kind of neat to actually see that and in practice. Like, hey, you used rank, you let the builder put lineups into both, but none of the lineups graded out well that way. So I actually think that's kind of cool. All right. And then we have another follow-up from Black Mamba, like adjacent question. So this is perfect. Goes right with this last one. All right. Question says, thanks for the help with my other two questions. I have one more. Do you think it's best to use unique rank or rank fill when using late swap? Kind of along the same lines, right? So first off, if you're using Saber Score, I would continue to use unique rank. If you're using ROI, I think it's fine to use rank. I don't think the thinking should be that different between pre and post build here. You know, if you're rolling with one pre-build, I don't think the thought process changes, and I think that you should just maintain whatever you were doing prior and just continue that. So that'd probably be my advice there. All right, good stuff so far. We are caught up with questions right now in both the Discord and the YouTube chat, so we're gonna do a build demo here. All right, and let's load up a fresh build here. So I'm on the home screen, right? I'm going to build lineups for today's NBA main slate. First thing I would do, right, come in here, set up my number of lineups. It should just default to the maximum for you, but I'll just do 500. Make two small adjustments to projections. I always talk about like getting familiar with the slate sometimes, right? You can do that after the build. You can do that before the build. If you want to get familiar with the slate, one thing I always recommend coming in here and sorting by value, right? Who are the highest value players and what teams are they coming from, right? Most often looking for like some type of trend as to like who is coming up the most, right? Like you see like a bunch of high value players from like one team, you know, go look at that team and see if there's injuries, right? We're not really seeing that. We're seeing the mix, right? Phoenix, Pelicans, Minnesota, Dallas, Denver, Orlando. Like there are six teams in the top six values. So that tells me this is a little bit lower value slate. Usually values over 6.2 are like an indication, but no value over 6 either. So kind of a lower value slate should be pretty interesting, but that's one way to get familiar with the slate. And then I would kick off your lineups. So I'm gonna go to this build where we already built lineups. Note, while the build is running, go to the contest tab, upload your entry file, or I'm just gonna create a manual contest sim here since I'm not uploading one. So upload entries, you get your file, and then you go back to your build, right? So now I'm back in my build with my lineups. Let's hard refresh real quick. Brandon said, I used Unique Rank last night for the NBA main and used ROI and binked the N1. Congratulations. That's awesome. So, you know, you don't have to use Rank even if you're using ROI. Like, that's okay. You can use Unique Rank too. You know, personal preference, right? That is what I like to do. But it is okay to still use Unique Rank in and use ROI, right? Like if you talk to Jordan, like that's probably what Jordan does. That's probably what he would recommend. So I'll have different styles, but glad to hear that you had a good night. All right. So build is back. We're going to click run contest sim here. And I'm going to move some columns around while we wait. So exposure, pool, leverage, sorting by exposure. Contest sim is run. Notice it changes to ROI automatically. I'm using a custom contest sim, so I have to go switch it. And then I got to set up my custom aggregate metric. So I got projection and ROI, right? These are the things that I personally care about. So cool. So I'm about ready to rock and roll here. Start getting some diversification in my lineups. Remember how I said it's like a lower value slate? Well, if you notice, like some nights, you know, when there is a lot of value, we have very high exposures out of the gate, 90%, 80%, 70%, right? Our highest exposure here is 55, and we have, you know, one player over 30% leverage. So again, kind of with the theme that, hey, you know, value is a little bit thinner tonight, right? So, okay, so let's go from one unique to two, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, right? We've gone from 1 to 4 uniques, and we've only sacrificed, I think, like less than 5% ROI, less than, you know, definitely less than 2 points projection, probably like 1.5. And our leverages are super flat, right? We have one stand on Dante Exum here with like 20%. But other than that, you know, very, very flat. Like I probably wouldn't even go any further, even though I could, right? We've sacrificed so little in aggregate metrics, but we have a super balanced portfolio. Highest exposure is 50% to a single player. I'd be good with 4. I would actually be really happy that I sacrificed so little in aggregate metrics and got to a very diversified set of lineups so easily. So sometimes that can happen, right? When there's less value, the builder gets more spread out naturally, as opposed to kind of like hammering the value plays. But I'd be happy here, right? You can go further if you want, you can go back if you want, but 4 is kind of the sweet spot for me here. So I'd be ready to save these lineups and upload them to my contest. But with that, we are all caught up here with questions in Discord, YouTube chat, knocked out a build demo for today. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, office hours, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. And until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.